producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Leanne McAdoo is reporting live from the center of downtown Napa, which is also the center of the 6.1 earthquake that hit Sunday. And what we do is cover issues that are important, in my view. Sometimes it's mainstream-type stories like this, because I think it's important. My crew thinks it's important. Sometimes it's stories that nobody else is covering. So sometimes you'll see us chase, like a heat-seeking missile, to quote Matt Drudge, whatever the big story is. But sometimes you'll see us hammering something that we think is important to make it the big story. Coming up, Republican candidates are hyping up the Foley beheading, implying that Democrats aren't doing enough to fight terror. It's bipartisan at the leadership level funding al-Qaeda. Just want to point that out. White Marine beaten by black mob in Michael Brown revenge attack. Racial attacks are popping up all over the country. But meanwhile, a black cop shoots a white teen in California. This happened a week ago with Dylan Taylor, and you don't see anybody rioting. Because, I mean, a lot of times, folks, if a white cop shoots a black person, it's not racially motivated. It doesn't have to turn into a race war each and every time this stuff goes on. Most of the white people in this country, I'll assure you, are not racist. But if you watch MSNBC and all their race baiting, you would believe that. So we'll talk about this and more with Larry Elder, always informative, black talk show host, best-selling author, who's been making big international headlines with his standoffs he's been having on CNN and others. That's coming up. But Leanne McAdoo, we're going to talk to John Bound coming up to get his breakdown of things there in Napa in a moment, our other reporter. Where are you going next? I know you guys are planning a lot of stuff, some man-on-the-street interviews to see what people are concerned about. You're going to put some reports out about Californians helping each other. My big issue is the next Californian Fukushima coming? In fact, I don't think it's a question. A California Fukushima is coming if they don't mothball these reactors. I mean, I'm not even a big fan of coal, but they're shutting off our coal plants while keeping reactors that are 35 years old that should have already been shut down running. Leanne McAdoo.
Leanne McAdoo for Infowars.com. Again, I'm here in downtown Napa at the epicenter of this 6.0 magnitude earthquake covering this destruction. And yes, it is pretty, it just doesn't make much sense that they're here building these nuclear facilities along the Ring of Fire. It's got 75% of the Earth's volcanoes, 90% of the earthquakes, and yet here there are families and cities built all along these fault lines. And we spoke with some families last night. We're going to go back and speak with them again today. It's running right through their neighborhoods. And these are not, you know, a lot of people might think, oh, it's Napa. They're just rich people out there drinking wine all day. These are actually the working class families who run this whole wine industry. They're the ones that are out there at the vineyards and helping and the restaurants. It's a huge tourism industry here. So these are working class families that don't know how they're going to fix their homes or find new water heaters or, you know, hopefully not be taken advantage of by a lot of the scam contractors that are out here trying to bid on jobs. So this is going to affect all of us.
Leanne, what's the schedule? I know you're going to go up and report on the Rothschild heir that died the day before the earthquake and tie that into Bohemian Grove and, you know, for a separate report, because it's so interesting. You're very close to where Baroness Rothschild lived and Bohemian Grove. I guess that's going to be tomorrow, or is that today? Because I want to give people the schedule. You're going to go to Southern California to that Devil's Canyon where they're saying if there's a big earthquake, that whole thing could blow up.
Absolutely. It's just where the stories are all around us. John Bound is really going to be hitting hard about the Rothschild here. We got the a winery that we're going to be visiting as well that ties into that whole story. Pretty interesting to think about that occultic tie that here this one powerful Rothschild dies, and then we have this huge earthquake right here where she lived. But also we're going to be traveling down near Berkeley, maybe Caltech, to try and speak with an expert there and just to find out when the next big...
Exactly.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Another major health threat. This one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
They have a word for it, and it's called total treason. But from the perspective of the Mexican president and people like Governor Jerry Brown, they were never Americans to begin with. I cannot go to Mexico and get free health care or move there and become a citizen. I can't go to Nigeria. I can't go to Japan. I can't go to Russia. I can't go anywhere. But a handful of Western nations and just instantly basically get a free ride. Mexico is a failed, collapsed country. Guatemala is even more failed and collapsed. Nicaragua and others are just absolute nightmare hellholes. I've been there. I recommend you go there. California is scary now in Southern California with the cracked streets and the smog and just the masses of people shuffling around aimlessly, homeless people everywhere. Then you go to Central and Northern California. It's beautiful. It's a wonderful state. places like Santa Cruz where we're on the radio. It is so picturesque, it makes your head spin. But you are seeing political treason right now. If they can bring in, California's 38 plus million people, that's the official new number, another 10 million, whatever, you've got an economic and political voting bloc that can do whatever they want. And they're moving to totally ban guns in California. They are moving to have forced inoculations, which have already begun, only state doing it. They are moving to claim that parental consent ends at 12, that the state can tell your kids what to do. Your child isn't an adult at 12. The state takes your child at 12. This is all happening in California, and then they're using the same political model to then flood surrounding states with a political bloc that will vote how they're told. Because they branded, quote, Hispanic victory to leftist globalist policies. And it is game over for this country, just so everybody knows. The southern border is completely wide open. We are now 8 months into it being totally open, 6 months into the Border Patrol going public about it, and it's not even in the news anymore. Felons are released, 30-plus thousand a month, who have aggravated felonies, carjackings, assaults, child molestation. Every day I see regional news articles where they catch some guy who'd already killed two or three people or raped four or five women or raped six or seven little kids or robbed four or five banks. You see the headlines. And they're just released again. This is the end of the country. This is the order out of chaos. This is the plan. And isn't it fitting that California, the state that's killing America, is on the teetering edge of fault lines that are set to go at any time? Every expert, I've got CNN right here with their own experts, seismologists, geologists, saying that the big one is set to come. Los Angeles awaits earthquake that could be the big one, a megaquake. Is long overdue, is the headline. Is California's big one coming? CNN. And what is Obama worried about? Obama looks at introducing transgendered troops. Washington Examiner. Regardless of what you think about transgendered people, this is just a political joke. Oh, we'll pay for your $50,000 sex change in most states, but we'll take an old lady's house if she doesn't pay income taxes. Oh, the IRS is laying off the rest of their criminal fraud investigators for rich people, for white-collared criminals. But audits of blue-collar workers are up. Oh, lemonade stands are illegal. Neighbors calls cops on boys' lemonade stand. Boys' entrepreneurial spirit angered at least one neighbor. Tampa Bay Times. See, you want to blame the police for all this? Here's a headline. Americans have little confidence or trust in police survey shows. Because they're, quote, increasingly militarized. Yeah. Who militarized them? Who opened the borders? Who shipped in the drugs? Who destabilized the country? I love how Congress will come out and criticize the TSA. Who funded and created the TSA? Who could defund them? Who could change their policies in a day? Congress. But they act like, with their 6% approval rating, that, oh, it's the TSA. Oh, it's the cops. Yeah, it's the compartmentalized cops, who they've been transforming into a thug army without complete success. See, if we attack the police, I figured this out about 5 years ago. I was playing into the plan. If we get mad at the armored vehicles and the checkpoints and the violations of our rights and just blame them, the globalists win. You know why? Because that's meant to gang mentality, put them into their own thin black ski mask line, thin blue line, and be a self-fulfilling prophecy. As society collapses, they'll circle the wagons and a civil war will erupt. Who federalized the police? Who gave them the training? Who put the population on welfare? Who shipped the jobs overseas? Who dumbed the education down? The globalists, the New World Order, the people on top, not the police. And I'm not even defending the police here. I'm giving you cold, hard facts. Bill Gates runs American education. Warren Buffett, George Soros, who funds billions every decade for abortion? Who funds billions for gun control every decade? These people. Look at this headline. Bill Gates and his wife, in just one of hundreds of initiatives per year, give $1 million of $6 million to pass a gun show shutdown of Washington State. When this guy has a troop of armed bodyguards, these are predators. And now they want a bunch of desperate, starving people from collapsed third world countries to come in and to be given driver's license and voter IDs and be allowed to go out and vote. And then the illegals, until that happens, they're allowed to fly without driver's license. That was confirmed by the TSA last week. The document was made public via FOIA, what we already witnessed for a year and said. And why is that important? Because now the feds are announcing you've got to have a federally approved ID card, a national ID card, by 2016. Or you won't be allowed to fly. If West Virginia and other states pass laws saying we're not going to have biometric systems, it's already verified and checked. The feds just give the illegals the cards. Then you can't fly. So citizens can't fly, but the illegals can, and they have the nerve to have Governor Jerry Brown to all Mexicans, to illegals, come here. Governor Brown to Mexican illegals. You're all welcome. You're all our children, even though 70% are teens. Or children. Mexican president calls for immigration reform, but I can't come to your country. I can't come to Pretty Boy's country. I can't come to Nito's country. Is that how you pronounce it? Pinang Nito? I'm pronouncing it wrong. This is at an end. It's about and only about a matter of justice for those who contribute so much to the development of the American society. Yeah, no, it's true. These immigrants, on average, work their butts off. They're not as spoiled as third or fourth or fifth generation Americans. I don't care what color they are, but it doesn't matter. I've seen the statistics. Their kids get even more spoiled. And we should kick everybody off welfare so that everybody isn't spoiled. It doesn't matter because the folks brag they work the system. The illegals brag they work the system. The dad goes out and works all day. And then mom collects welfare. And you can say, well, at least then they got a nice truck and a nice house. I guess in a way, it is better than the welfare crowd. The problem is, and I'm going to skip this network break and go to John Bound, is they vote Pew Research 92% of the time for everything the globalists want. Open borders, gun control, an end to private property, forced inoculation, abortion. Which isn't even Latin American culture, the good parts of it. I've been pro-life, pro-family, a lot of common sense stuff. Man, you're going to take the corrupt Latin American culture and merge it with the eugenics culture? You're going to take the corrupt parts of it? Man, this is a nightmare. This country will be a living hellhole. But let's set all that aside. No other country's opened its border up like this. This is lawlessness. The feds are getting away with literal felonies, smuggling of humans. As the heads of the Border Patrol have said, the Border Patrol completes the smuggling process. But you or I, regardless of what color we are, when we got the insurance, got the driver's license, pay all the taxes, play by the rules, we are thrown into the system because we're known as chumps. Warren Buffett doesn't pay taxes. He wants you to pay more. Warren Buffett pays to move Burger King to Canada, but talks about buying in America. It's all a sick joke. Now, joining us from California, ahead of Larry Elder, we're skipping this network break, is John Bound reporting from Napa to give us his breakdown on what he's witnessed since he's been there. And we've got a lot more coming up in the next few days. They're going to Bohemian Grove. They're going to check out the Rothschild area. She just died last Saturday, the day before the earthquake. One of the heads of the Rothschild dynasty who openly wore devil necklaces and Baphomet necklaces and the rest of it. It's just important to do a focus on this family while we're out there. And then we're also going to go down to the nuclear reactor that the feds say should have been shut down but didn't shut down right on a major fault line. John Bound.
John Bowne reporting for InfoWars.com. We're here in the historic Napa, California downtown district, where just earlier this morning, a 3.9 aftershock hit around 5 a.m. As you may well know, or you may not, but people need to realize that the Ring of Fire is exploding. It is getting worse. The cancer is growing. The doctors, if you will, the seismologists, the scientists that are out there saying, look the other way, are now saying, yes, the big one's coming. We are 150 years overdue in the Ring of Fire for a 7.0 or greater. The Ring of Fire, if you're not aware of it, extends from Patagonia all the way up to Alaska, all the way over through Asia to Australia. And Iceland is right now seeing a volcano of magnificent proportions, and we may be feeling that here in California. The people that we spoke with yesterday, these neighborhoods that have been affected, the folks that are getting together and realizing that they have to work together in order to take care of their neighborhoods and take care of each other. When you look at their streets, small town America, working class, blue collar folks dealing with the fact that they've got to help their neighbor get his house together. Then he's got to, after he's worn out, come back and fix his house. Woman was injured. The injuries are escalating around here. They weren't just 120 injuries? It's escalating. There are more and more people that are injured. And with the aftershocks, there may be more injuries. But we're going to head towards Berkeley later on tomorrow. We're going to also go to the Rothschilds later today and head over to Bohemian Grove and take a look at the symbolic nature of the earthquakes, if you will. We'll have a deep report on that and the history of the Rothschilds and their significance here in this part of California. The significance of these earthquakes that people need to realize is that they are growing, especially in 2014, they've grown. And with the supervolcano that we just realized is actually twice the size of what was reported in Yellowstone, could lay a 10-foot layer of ash over this entire country. It completely destroy, knock off California and send that into the ocean. Of course, we've always joked about California going to the ocean, but people need to realize that that may be coming very soon.
It is undoubtedly in the cards. Doesn't mean it's going to happen. It could be another 5,000 years. But there are a lot of islands off the coast of California that have elephant skeletons on them, mastodon skeletons on them, pygmy mastodons, all sorts of other animals, where parts of California have broken off before. There's all sorts of underwater islands that are pieces of California that have been breaking off for a very long period of time. And so the point is, we're just letting people know this is happening. Here's CNN. Is California's big one coming? That was the headline last night. Los Angeles awaits earthquake that could be the big one. A megaquake in America's second most populous city is long overdue, and 50-year-old buildings could come crashing down, killing thousands. That's why we're drawing attention to this, and why were nuclear reactors built on it? Hundreds of aftershocks in the last 3 days, 125 just in the North Bay as of this morning. And as you pointed out, one of them was over 3 on the Richter scale, 3.6, others above 2. Simply amazing that this is happening, but really not amazing because this is what goes on in these zones. John Bowne looking at this, talking to the locals. My big concern is what's going to happen if there was an 8.0 or so to hit L.A. Hit Southern California or hit San Francisco. Undoubtedly, most of the old buildings will collapse with people in them. You will then have nuclear reactors that will start going critical, and the feds won't even try to fix them. They'll just say radiation is good for you, and you're a conspiracy theorist if you think 2 plus 2 equals 4. It's that I have no confidence in the system to respond to something. You talk about the super volcano in Yellowstone, where its giant caldera is part of 4 states there at that area. And we're talking about hundreds of square miles. They know the last time it exploded because they've got the ash and rock cloud. In fact, guys, let's pull up the last eruption, if we can, of the super volcano.
Back in March of this year, there was the uplift.
That's right. It's been coming up, but the last time it blew, They estimate that it burned about a third of the country completely down, shot giant rocks over the equivalent of scores of states, and had a dust cloud all the way down to Louisiana of several feet deep, like you were just saying. And then it caused an ice age. So, again, scientists are now saying it's due for another eruption. We're not saying it's going to happen this year or 50 years from now. The problem is, though, is that it's rapidly rising right now. There it is. Shot fire, shot rock, shot multi-foot dust cloud all the way into Canada, as far west as Southern California, into Mexico, Arizona, Nevada, New Mexico, Texas covered all the way over into Louisiana, Arkansas, Tennessee. I mean, this is a serious situation is all I'm trying to tell people. Our earth is not stable. Shoemaker Levy, that went into one of the big gas giants a few decades ago, a Jupiter that broke into dozens of pieces, blew holes in the atmosphere bigger than the earth. The scientists had said it was every million years one of those hit. Now they say it's every few thousand. That's why you have Plato reporting on Atlantis saying it existed. And of course, Plato was a historian. This was not rumors. We know these disasters happen more often than the establishment's saying. They know that as well. John, do you think that could be one of the reasons they're building all these underground bases in places like the Ozarks, where they believe they're a lot safer?
Yeah, you read my mind. They're basically leading everyone into a giant hell pit of their own making. Because why would you create a nuclear facility called Diablo if you weren't serious about killing all of us, putting it on a fault line where you have to put nuclear waste for 10,000 years?
Yeah, why would you bury a big waste facility and a big reactor right on a facility, right on a canyon called Devil's Canyon?
And if everyone's so damn smart out here, excuse the language, it goes in cycles. It goes in 150-year cycles. They haven't had a 7.0 since 1680. Well, we're due for a big one.
Well, that's what the scientists are saying. I mean, I hope that's not the case. Can you imagine the bedlam? And the feds won't be helping anybody, according to Katrina logic. They'll be going into the nice homes and robbing all the weapons and jewelry.
Yeah, while our president golfs and while Dick Cheney fishes. Absolutely.
Now, we're going to play a Stan Deo clip here in a moment, but, John, I mean, how many homes have been damaged? How many buildings? I'm told it's hundreds.
Well, when we go into this neighborhood later today and finish our interview with these folks, it's from one street to the next. And a few of the people that I spoke with didn't want to be on camera. They talked about the fact that their neighborhood is right on the Napa Fault. They built the neighborhood right on the Napa Fault. So you're going to see, and it may have the B-roll, it may be rolling it now, but you're going to see this neighborhood and how it was affected. Now, this area here was affected because of the shock and the old buildings. There's no retrofitting in these buildings. But these are newer homes that we were at today, or we'll be at today and we were at yesterday. And you're going to see the sidewalks are pushed up out of the ground. Streets are unusable. The terror that these people experienced, 26 seconds of sheer terror, and it's hard to even understand what they're trying to explain to you. It's not like you're just being moved around. It's you don't know where you're going. You don't know what's falling on you. You don't know if the house is coming down. I got to tell you, just staying in the hotel last night, which we got a cheaper rate on, which had no TVs in it because they were all destroyed, and the hotel next to us was closed because the water main broke. It's an eerie feeling being here, knowing that at any second now.
Well, John, we're going to check in with you towards the end of the next hour. Again, move on to your next destination, but great job for you and Leanne McAdoo. We'll follow this with you the next few days as you travel up and down the breadth of California. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, before we go to break and come back with Larry Elder and shift gears into the social destabilization that's going on, Stan Deo was on yesterday, but we didn't play this clip. This is him back on April 11th. His predictions have been frighteningly accurate, predicting what just happened there in Northern California. Here's Stan Deo from earlier this year.
Certainly, you can see from just looking at that we have activity starting to increase in the northern part of Oregon, southern part of Washington, and at the very tip of Northern California. That's where the Juan de Fuca plate is. And that's the reason that we have a great deal of concern for the area there for tsunamis and damaged infrastructures, because the Juan de Fuca plate, the only one of all of those earthquakes you see there around the Ring of Fire, the only one that has not released its Richter 9 plus stress in the last 55 years. Everyone is watching that site if something triggers it.
Yeah, California, what will happen conservatively compared to other...
We're going to play more of this later after Larry Elder leaves us, but that was him in April specifically saying what the next place would be, and he was accurate.
And by the way, these earthquakes, hundreds of them, in the last 3 days did not trigger it yet. If it triggers, I mean, it'll be spectacularly.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, August 22nd, 2014, gold opened at $1,279.20. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,325.82, $662.91 for a half ounce, or $331.45 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,325.82, $662.91, and $331.45.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase, and there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
We're going to talk about ISIS being protected just last year by the Obama administration and NATO. Now the big enemy. We're going to talk about the open border. Illegals are allowed to fly without IDs. That was confirmed last week, but citizens have to have a national ID card by 2016 to fly. And Governor Brown aids Obama in the treason, telling the illegals, we're the foreign leader, come on in. It's our responsibility to take whoever wants to come, and we'll pay for everything. Just vote to take the guns away from the American people, just turn Texas blue. And George Soros and Warren Buffett and all of them are laughing all the way to the bank. That's coming up with Larry Elder, syndicated talk show host, best-selling author, here in just a moment. First off, this hour is brought to you by MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex to find their best specials. Super high quality, non-GMO, storable foods. Last 20 years, 866-229-0927. I think you're crazy if you don't have storable foods. The establishment wants us dependent on them. We need to be self-sufficient, and a lot of that starts at MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. And we also need to identify with each other, fellow patriots, libertarians, constitutionalists. There's a reason the establishment Republicans and establishment Democrats are teaming up to give money against the Tea Party and a constitutional rebirth in this country. They've all basically been bought off. It's because they know the real opposition is there. Homeland Security says their main threat isn't Al-Qaeda or ISIS. It's homegrown Tea Party that are going to carry out terrorism. That terrorism happens. Who stands to gain from it? Who might stage it? Who might let people attack us so they could then take our liberties, bare minimum? We need to understand this game plan and be aware of it. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a Molon Labe t-shirt. Get an anti-socialist t-shirt. Get an Obama the Tyrant t-shirt. Get the Made in 1776 nickel belt buckles. All of it will help you meet like-minded people and fund InfoWars.com and the whole media operation we're building. We're not like MSNBC that gets government stimulus money or NPR that gets $400+ million of taxpayer money and Rockefeller money. We're funded by your free will, getting the high-quality Patriot golf shirts, the join or die Patriot shirts, the 1776 ball caps, the camouflage hunting caps. We fund ourselves with high quality products, hundreds of them, made in America, into flags, 1776 pins. All of it are great conversation starters. Madein1776.com or InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. And lastly, every night we have InfoWars Nightly News, 7 o'clock Central. Soon it's going to be on satellite. We already have a lot of stations that download it each night and play it that night or the next day without us even promoting it yet. But for subscribers, it's there. We've got a lot of people using it and watching it, hundreds of thousands every few days. I want to encourage everybody to share your username. 11 friends and family can watch PrisonPlanet.tv, the nightly news, see all my films, online books, so much more at our own platform that can't be censored as easy as YouTube or Facebook or Twitter at PrisonPlanet.tv. $5.95 a month, 11 people can use it simultaneously. You're talking about pennies a day per user. PrisonPlanet.tv. I want to thank all of the members. All right, now, we go to our guest for the balance of the hour, LarryElder.com, and he is a syndicated columnist, a talk show host, best-selling author, broadcasting from KABC and different parts of the country. He joins us. Lately, we've been posting a lot of his articles to InfoWars.com from him on MSNBC, CNN, you name it, challenging just the incredible race baiters. I've heard the Klan give speeches. I've gone out and protested them many times, as folks know. You've seen those videos. The stuff I hear coming out of MSNBC and Al Sharpton sounds like the same race baiting you hear out of white supremacists. And it's just so obvious what's going on. But now we have a case with a young white man shot by a black police officer that we're going to be covering a little bit first, then getting into some other issues, where you have a Ferguson-like attack in Utah, escapes media notice, race bias scene. I don't think so. I mean, when a black cop shoots a white guy, I don't think it was racial. We don't know exactly what happened yet, but we're going to get Larry Elder's take on this, because what we know is there haven't been burning buildings, there hasn't been looting, there haven't been racial attacks against blacks by whites everywhere, as we've seen up on InfoWars.com, white Marine beaten by black mob in Michael Brown revenge attack. It's happened three times the last week in the same town. So what's going on here? Why do the Democrats want to start a race war? Larry Elder, thanks for coming on.
Alex Jones, always a pleasure. Thank you very much for having me. Well, the reason Democrats want black people angry, I don't think they want a race war, but they want black people angry, is because black people will then march like lemmings and pull that lever 95% for the Democratic Party, because the Democratic Party has convinced black people that Republicans hate them, Republicans are racist, Tea Party is racist, John Boehner is racist, Mitch McConnell is racist, Eric Cantor, the late Eric Cantor, meaning he lost his job, is racist. That's what they do. Debbie Wasserman Schultz said during the 2012 campaign that Republicans are engaging in a war against women, war against blacks, rather. Charlie Rangel, formerly the head of the House Ways and Means Committee, said that Republicans don't say S-word anymore, a slur for Hispanics, or N-word anymore, a slur for blacks. In fact, he actually said the words, Alex. They don't say S or N anymore. They just say, let's cut taxes. In other words, cutting taxes is racist. Everything is racist. And that's the agenda. The agenda is to make sure blacks are pissed off at the world come November the 4th, pull that lever 95%. However, if you're a black guy living in a democratically controlled town, they don't want you to riot, having told you that the racist criminal justice system is oppressing you. So you can't have it both ways, Alex. I'm used to people like Sharpton yelling and screaming and making all sorts of fallacious comments about the criminal justice system. But when Eric Holder and Obama repeat the same nonsense that the criminal justice system is racist, that blacks are arrested unfairly, they're sentenced longer unfairly, which is what Eric Holder has said in a speech 3 or 4 weeks ago, why wouldn't the people in Ferguson not believe the official version of what happened? Why wouldn't the police and the people in Ferguson go to the streets and attack the racial criminal justice system? The first black president who's been elected and reelected and his black attorney general have both told black people that the criminal justice system is in fact racist. Why shouldn't they believe it?
Well, just growing up in Texas and growing up in Dallas, I do think that clearly there has been some discrimination and some over-enforcement in the black community. But when MTV, look at Suge Knight getting shot, promotes for 20 years cop-killing music, gangster culture, I don't know how the police tell one real thug from a wannabe. And I see cops roll up on white kids dressed like thugs, or I see cops roll up on rednecks when they're acting in a criminal way. I mean, quite frankly, I've seen police act like this against any subculture that is acting in a thuggish way, and the media pushes a thug life, thug culture. I think the so-called liberal media has more to do with this than anybody else.
I agree. And Alex, you point out something I mentioned on my show the other day. I don't know any of my white friends who has not been spoken to in a way that he or she did not like by a cop. Any of them. However, because you're white, you therefore don't have the convenient excuse that the officer did it because I'm a black person. That's the problem. A lot of black people have been taught, whenever something bad happens to you, interpret it the worst possible racial way. This is not your grandfather's America, for crying out loud. L.A., in L.A., you're the average street cop is either a female or a person of color. There were back-to-back black police chiefs here in L.A. During the O.J. Simpson case, Alex, there was a black police chief named Willie Williams. Because of all of the accusations that the officers had planted evidence, he did a top-down departmental review to find out whether anybody had done anything at all incorrect during the O.J. Simpson case. This is during the trial itself. The report came back. The officers were completely clean. No detective, no criminologist, no cop did anything wrong. People didn't care. The ones who thought O.J. Simpson was a victim of a conspiracy continue to believe that O.J. Simpson is a victim of conspiracy. I mention that because this nonsense about what would happen if the police department in Ferguson were more representative of the people in general. Really? Would crime go down? We have a far more racially representative police force in Chicago and in New York. Has crime gone down? No, it has not gone down. And Alex, you mentioned this black officer who shot this unarmed man in Utah, 20 years old, a few days ago. I'll give you an even bigger hypocrisy story. 2006, California, Long Beach, 20 minutes outside of Los Angeles. Three white girls go to a haunted house party. They are attacked by a mob of 30 or 40 people, beaten savagely. One almost loses her eye. A black Good Samaritan waves in, Alex, saves the day. A mob, maybe 10 or 12 of them, are finally prosecuted, ultimately given a slap on the wrist, given home detention. It took L.A. Times a week to write about the attack. A week. It took NPR a month to mention mention it, Alex, and they only mention it in the context of whether or not it is true that a black person can, in fact, commit a hate crime because of the racial history of black people in America. That's the only context in which NPR even brought up this beating that took place in Long Beach in 2006. Google it. Nobody gave a rip because the girls were white, the mob was black. You reverse it, it's an international story. They're talking about it in Bangladesh.
Remember the whole lacrosse thing. The media wanted that to be a racial attack.
Not only that, remember the church's burning thing? About 10, 15 years ago, USA Today did a whole bunch of cover stories about black churches being burned because racist arsonists are out there getting them. Turned out not a single black church was burned because of racial animus. More mosques than synagogues have been burned over that same period of time, but nobody gave a rip. And to their credit, USA Today issued a front-page apology, said that they whipped the whole country up into this hysteria for no reason at all. And we're talking about hysteria. About half of the homicides in this country are by and against black people. In Chicago alone last year, there were about 10 homicides a week, mostly black people. And by the way, most of those are unsolved. At least in the case of Ferguson, the family has at least the solace of knowing who did it. There are a whole bunch of parents in Chicago right now, Alex, who don't have any idea who killed their loved ones. And I don't think that the FBI has sent 40 agents there as they did in Ferguson. If Eric Holder has made a comment about what's going on in Chicago, I haven't heard it.
Larry Elder, syndicated talk show host, best-selling author, is our guest. You know, you said you don't agree they're trying to start a race war. I don't mean a full-out nationwide white people kill black people kill white people. But already in Southern California, we've got the phenomenon of the Hispanic gangs targeting blacks that undoubtedly is going on, and vice versa, but mainly the Hispanic against the black. I know in East Austin, if you want to talk about real racial animus, I'll talk to the police. It's actually black against Hispanic. That's what I see actually flaring up. You're talking about real racial stuff. And so I want you to elaborate on that because I know you're an expert on it. But what are they trying to do? Because when they're up there hyping all this, it's starting to cause kind of a cold race war.
I think it is. And Alex, I agree with you that what they want to do, though, but I wouldn't call it a race war. What they want to do is make blacks perpetual victims. It doesn't matter how much money you make, you're still a victim. Doesn't matter how successful you are, you're still a victim. Doesn't matter if you have a PhD from Harvard, you're still a victim. When Obama first ran, I saw him for the first time with a lengthy interview on 60 Minutes with Steve Croft, 2008. He said, Senator Obama, at the time he wasn't the likely nominee, Senator Obama, if you don't win the nomination, will it be because of race? And Obama said, and I'll never forget this, Alex, he said, no. It will be because I've not articulated a vision that the American people can embrace. I'm at my house, and I said, you know what? I would never vote for a left-wing Democrat in a million years, but at least this SOB is refreshing. At least we can stop this nonsense. You're picking on me because I'm black. At least you'll have black people no longer saying that automatically. In fact, as soon as he got into trouble, he went that way. He said the Cambridge police acted stupidly. He injected himself in the Trayvon Martin case and said that if I had a son, he would look like Trayvon. He injected himself in the Ferguson case. In every single case, Obama had an opportunity to say something. He could have said to that Harvard professor, Professor Gates, here's the problem. In the inner city, we have a bunch of black guys with chips on their shoulders, just as you exhibited to this man who was just doing his job. You came to your house. You didn't get in because the door was wacky. One of your neighbors called because the neighbor, being a good neighbor, thought you were breaking into a neighbor's house. The cop showed up, did his job, saw you in the house, asked for ID. Instead of cooperating, you said, yo mama. This is exactly the problem. You have a lot of black guys saying, yo mama, to cops, when in fact the cops are just doing their job. Rough, tough, the situation they're in. They're in this high crime area because that's where the crime is. The problem is we don't have fathers in the black community. You said, Mr. Obama, that a black kid growing up without a dad is 5 times more likely to be poor, 9 times more likely to drop out of school, 20 times more likely to go to prison. You said that. 75% of the black kids in America are born without dads in the house. Do the math. That's the problem. And Obama had an opportunity to give the country a lecture on this, Alex Jones. Instead, what did he do? The Cambridge police acted stupidly. I was so disappointed in him, but I realized here's what he needs. When he's in trouble, he's got to have that 95% monolithic black vote. In 1956, 39% of blacks voted for the Republican Party. That's where I believe the sweet spot is. If the Republicans were smarter, Alex, they could get that 35, 39, or 40%. And Obama knows that. So we've got to keep these black people.
Well, sure, and they've not delivered.
You're a victim, you're a victim.
Exactly. They've not delivered on jobs. They've not delivered on anything. Things are getting worse.
The poverty rate is lower for black people than when Obama took over. The poverty, the unemployment rate is twice what it is for whites, as it was when Obama took over. It hasn't changed any, except you have a whole bunch more black people on food stamps, and the labor force participation rate, the percentage of able-bodied black people in the market or looking for a job, is at a 30-year low. All of this is a result of policies, tax, spend, regulate, sure, that chase people away, that destroy jobs, that don't create jobs, and those that get hurt the most are the most vulnerable. These are the ones with the lower income people. These are black and brown people, the very people that put Obama in office.
You know, that is a good story, because I'd forgotten about the different, because it was a bunch of people would get mad when they got home and had to break in their own house when the cops showed up, and it would turn into a big national issue.
Mm-hmm.
I remember one time about 10 years ago, I couldn't find my keys, so I climbed up to the second floor, went in through an open window that I knew that I'd had open or cracked, and the cops showed up 10 minutes later. We're walking around the back of the house. I came and opened the door, and they said, hey, I need to see an ID. Your neighbor saw somebody break in. I go, oh, yeah, that's me. And I just showed them my ID. I never thought that, of course, it was a white cop, but I mean, that just must be so ingrained that you break in your own house, which everybody's done at one time or another, and then the cops come, and then you think it's because of racism.
I think that cops deserve the benefit of the doubt. In every situation, I first give them the benefit of the doubt. They're in a situation where they're willing to take a bullet for somebody they don't even know. I think we ought to give them the benefit of the doubt. These are frequently the best trained. Many of them have undergone polygraphs, undergone character studies that most people have not had to undergo to get their jobs. I think they deserve the benefit of the doubt. And you pointed out this black cop in Utah. It was a black cop. He shot a guy at a convenience store, 20 years old, for some kind of encounter. And the family of the white guy has protested, but very quietly, and the media has shown indifference. But I believe that the proper response is what the Salt Lake police have done. That is, put the officer on administrative leave. They said we conducted an investigation. In Salt Lake City, by the way, the cops do have camera lapels or dash cams or some sort of video, and so there is video about this, but it hasn't been released yet because they're pending the investigation. The family hasn't called Sharpton, to my knowledge. They protested. The media hasn't come in there because the cops...
Sure. It's clear manipulation. I want to come back and get into ISIS and get your take on that with Larry Elder straight ahead. You can say what you want about the cops all day. It's about the federalization. That's the big issue.
This hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
My Magic Mud is a tooth whitening powder that removes plaque and detoxifies your mouth. It's safe for your enamel, giving you a beautiful polish and a dentist-like clean after every use. My Magic Mud is also the perfect remedy for pain caused by sensitivity. It strengthens your teeth and gums for a strong, healthy smile. The ingredients are 100% natural, and it's safe for children. Simply brush with My Magic Mud right before bedtime for a cleaning you can count on. Visit MyMagicMud.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with thoughts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorldWhey.com.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
In 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We look down a river and we see the British come, and there must have been 100.
We're going to have open phones coming up in the next hour. I'm going to get into the geopolitical news that I've not covered yet, what's happening with the dollar. You'll be welcome to call in about whatever you want. Larry Elder is our guest, and you can check out his website, which is elderstatement.com. But finishing up, talking to Larry here today, what is your breakdown on the ISIS situation and Assad and where all that's going?
Well, understand, this is a president who, when he was running for Senate back in 2002, gave a speech in which he called the Iraq War a dumb war. This is when 90% of Americans thought we were going to get hit again. This is after we knew that Saddam Hussein had used chemical weapons on his own people and on the Iranians. This is when he was stealing from the oil for food program, shooting at the British and American planes patrolling the southern and northern no-fly zones. We're paying $25,000 to families of homicide bombers that tried to assassinate President George Herbert Walker Bush, and Obama felt we had zero national security interest there. And even he assumed, as everybody did, that Saddam had stockpiled the WMD. So fast forward, this is the same president now who is now doing aerial bombing because a journalist got beheaded. I don't understand what the objective is. Are we at war? Are we going to contain them? Are we going to destroy them? What is his agenda? Do we just do kind of spot airstrikes here and there and maybe move ISIS around here and there? Can you really think we can do this without putting boots on the ground? Why the hell do you think we had boots on the ground in the first place? Obama cut and ran in December of 2011, was advised to keep a minimum of 10,000, ideally 20,000. He said no. He was told it was going to be a bloodbath. He was convinced it wasn't going to be because, after all, Obama felt that the war on terror was something that George W. Bush basically had conceived out of his own mind. If he hadn't been a cowboy, if he was able to pronounce the word nuclear, if he hadn't been such a swaggering person, people wouldn't be angry at us. So I'm going to come in with an unclenched fist. I'm going to reach out my hand. I'm going to start a new dialogue. I'm going to reset things with the Soviet Union. I'm going to get my first interview with Al Arabiya. Show the world there's a different guy in charge, and now they'll look at us differently. Oops. They didn't cooperate. I guess they didn't get the memo, Alex.
Well, people can say what they want about the Iraq war, and I overall was against it. But if you look at what's happening with ISIS being basically armed under the name Al-Qaeda in Iraq to attack Assad, the establishment's going to have a big problem on their hands when and if there's a terror attack in this country, and it's groups that our president and his cohorts, John McCain met with some of these people as well.
Right.
It's a very dangerous situation. What are they going to do when Obama's opened the southern border and undoubtedly terrorists have come across and probably going to have a terror attack? I mean, how are they going to get out of that, Larry?
I don't think they can get out of it. It's just a question of time, isn't it? We're hearing from Border Patrol people that OTMs other than Mexicans are coming across the border in record numbers. Some of them appear to be coming from the Middle East. The borders remain porous. We're in real trouble. But Alex, let me get back to the Iraq war and tell you why I supported it. I know a lot of people didn't. I know you didn't. George Will didn't. And William F. Buckley did it first and did a 180. You can't kill them all. There's 1.5 billion of these people, about 10% or so, are kinds of people who either support it or literally would strap bombs on themselves and blow us up. What can you do? What you can do is hopefully have a nation there that is a democratically run nation that shows people it's not the nasty Jews, it's not America that's oppressing you, it's your own freaking government. Look at Iraq. Iraq is a model. At the time, the economy was growing. It was serving as a model for the...
Larry, we can't end it here. To come back in 60 seconds, that little five-minute segment, I want you to give us your sales job on this, and I'll briefly tell you my take on it.
Good.
But, yeah, we'll come back and talk about that on the other side. That's something callers ought to call in later about and debate this whole thing. Who's really to blame for all this?
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Dr. Edward Grew. It took me 20 years of searching the globe to find the deposit of the highest purity iodine available. The new Survival Shield X2 is mined from 7 to 10,000 feet below the earth in pristine, environmentally clean conditions. The iodine crystals we use are extracted from an ancient 300 million plus year old deposit deep in the earth. It's the strongest nascent iodine on the market today. It delivers 650 micrograms per drop. Experience the new formula. Experience the ancient purity. Shield your family. Survival Shield X2, available now at InfoWarsLife.com.
X2 from InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.